Izzard's musings about life on board the Starship Enterprise from his 1994 show. So, David Tennant, of course the Doctor overwhelms any conversation about your career, but it is important to remember that you have played to very significant critical acclaim lots of other great parts too. Casanova for BBC mm-hmm. Three was one of them. That was that your big step up into television, do you think?
Well,
when people really became aware
it
of you?
I feel like it to me. Everything's always felt a bit more gradual, I think,
right.
When you're inside it than maybe it does subjectively.
It was a beautiful piece of television.
It was fantastic. Well written by Russell T Davis.
Yes.
That was when I first met him. And I suppose in a way became my extended audition for Doctor Who, although I didn't realise it at the time.
You were quite an unconventional choice for Casanova.
What are you saying, Kirsty? That there are better looking choices.
There are enough women throwing themselves at your feet that I feel I can confidently say that you wouldn't necessarily have been everyone's choice.
I didn't think I had a chance, no.
Yes.
But they weren't looking for the kind of Lothario Casanova. They were
yes.
looking for the puppy dog version of Casanova, who wooed women through his joie de vivre. I was thrilled to get the part because the script was so fantastic. There was something about Russell's dialogue that I just wanted to consume. And I suppose if anything got me the part, it was probably a kind of feel for his rhythm, which I just adore.
And did you then, when you started to talk to Russell T Davis, when you were on set, is that when he began to understand that you and he shared, because he was a dedicated Doctor Who
yes.
fan, did you sort of swap your Doctor Who's?
Yes, oh absolutely, quite freely, because I knew he was making Doctor Who at the same time.
Right.
So I was just quizzing him on how it was going, and trying to get a part. I wasn't for a minute thinking, oh, he'll cast me as the next Doctor.
Right.
And honestly, I wouldn't necessarily have wanted him to either. I remember when he asked me to do it. You know, it's a big deal because it's such a big thing. It has such a huge reach and impact in people's consciousness that inevitably it's very difficult to move away from. That's not me saying I want to, but you do feel like the first line of the obituary has been written.
Of course.
When you take on a part of that.
When you were cast then, were there there must have been surely thousands of words on chat rooms devoted to whether they'd made the right choice or the wrong choice. Did you bother to read any of that stuff?
Of course I did, because I was new to it. So I didn't realise how foolhardy that would be.
Can you remember the worst and the best of what was said?
You don't remember the best, of course.
Of course.
Because that's human nature, isn't it?
Yes.
But people say, oh, I'd much rather have someone else. This is terrible. This is an awful choice. Of course that hurt. And again, because I was invested in it as a child, it hurts your eight-year-old self, and that's quite hard to get over.
Now that the final episode of Doctor Who is gone, is there and this isn't in no way undermine your commitment to it. I know you'll be careful about what you say, or you might feel you need to be careful, but is there a sense of sort of relief and freedom?
I don't know yet. I think I'll probably have to wait until the show starts transmitting with somebody that isn't me in it to really know how
right.
proprietorial I feel over it.
Yes. Let's move on. Let's have some music then. What have you chosen next?
This, probably of all the songs on the list, this is the one that reminds me most of Doctor Who, because I remember it being played on set a lot. I remember people singing along to it a lot. This is also as a result of Doctor Who. I found myself interviewing this band for the NME, weirdly, and realising that they were rather big fans, and then we sort of became mates, and there was a sense that doing Doctor Who had finally made me friends with the cool kids at school, and it's the Kaiser Chiefs.